The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Blood, sweat and tears go into running a family farm. Never more so than now, with an ever-changing climate, sustainability pressures and rising costs, leaving Irish farmers with a future that's only becoming more unpredictable. However, there's one overarching issue in farming. It's as old as time and affects 94% of farmers, and that is succession. Now, a warning that this item contains references to suicide. Newstalk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
Come on. At home would have been my grandfather, and my father was farming a small farm, milked a few cows and that, and I remember feeding calves and cows calving and cutting hay and cutting silage and all that carry on, and just had a great interest in this since I was a young lad. I suppose then you're connected to the land, you know, like our farm is the Smith family for six generations, like, so, you know, it is tied to you, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that I don't want to be the last one, but you like to keep the family name going too and keep the thing ticking on. I just enjoy it, so I do. I enjoy the cattle, I enjoy seeing them thrive and grow and see what they do, and I love the buying and the dealing and the tangling of them and all that carry on. And I wouldn't be mad into machinery. I'd like the machinery end of things, surely, when it's going well, but when it's going bad, it can be torturous.
I'm in Cavan at the farm of John Anthony Smith, a 28-year-old beef dry stock farmer who has run his family farm here since 2018. For John Anthony, taking over the farm was never a question. It was something he had always envisioned himself as doing.
I was lucky enough, my father kind of let me go ahead nearly full time when I was about, say, about 18 or 19. And then, unfortunately, passed away when I was about 21. So then I took it over completely. And from that on, then I just tried to progress as good as I could. I built a shed and seeded and tried to progress as good as I could. So I'm in the process of it at the moment.
John Anthony was handed responsibilities on the farm from his teenage years. But there's a growing cohort of young farmers in Ireland who feel that their calls for growth and opportunities are just not being heard. One third of Irish farmers are over the age of 65, a figure that highlights a significant challenge in the Irish farming industry.
Farmers, older farmers won't move out of the way or won't move on. I think that they should, if there's anybody that is willing to farm it, that they should take maybe a backseat, maybe not a backseat, but definitely go into partnership and farm together and try and get the next generation going, because I think a lot of farmers maybe might wait on to 65 or 70 and their children could be well into their 30s at that stage, and it's very late for to start out a farming career on your own at that stage to progress and try and get on, you know. The older generation might just move out of the way quick enough.
Succession is one of the like big taboo words in the farming community. It's that word that nobody wants to talk about around the kitchen table. Who's going to get the family farm? We need this to become more normal. We need more incentives around succession. We need succession to happen for the survival of our rural communities. Some of the older generation are worried to give over the farm. What I keep saying to the older generation is, somebody backed you before, so now back us. The amount of young people that do be ringing me to ask how should we tackle this, it's very hard.
Elaine Houlihan is the president of Macar na Ferma, a rural youth organisation that supports young farmers nationwide.
And when the time comes, more than likely that farm will probably have a for sale sign on it. The one thing I keep saying is, succession is passing on the farm to another generation, while inheritance is a 50% chance a for sale sign is going to be put at the gate.
There are government supports in place to help farmers with this. However, just 71 farmers signed up to the Succession Planning Advice Grant last year. Macar na Ferma are amongst those calling for the government to do more to help with this issue.
We in Macar have been, I suppose, shouting from the rooftops now for the past couple of years to try to get success for succession. Last year in our pre-budget submission, we put forward a succession proposal to the minister. Unfortunately, it was unsuccessful. It was a pilot scheme which would have incentivised, we'll say, the older farmer to give over a managerial role to the younger, a young trained farmer, while also getting an income off the farm, because it's not possible to survive on the pension here in Ireland. But unfortunately, it fell on deaf ears. And this year, we're actually going back again with our succession proposal, and we are not going to stop till we get success. We had schemes come out, we had grants come out around succession. The numbers that of people that availed of them grants were extremely low. That's worrying as well. Like, it's now just making succession a normal topic in households.
For many hoping for a career in farming, a lack of options can act as a huge barrier. However, the challenge with succession doesn't just stop there.
It's brought up more as a joke. Like, obviously my dad's well able to go, so he's fine at the moment. But yeah, it's not really a discussion we would have, just because I don't know where it would go, because none of us really know what our future plans are, really, you know.
While one generation may hope to own their own farm, develop produce, land and a business, there's another generation who want a different path. More and more people who have grown up on a family farm are choosing alternative careers, leaving the question of succession in many cases unanswered.
I'm Eva, I'm 23, I'm from Mayo and I'm working in the Irish Defence Forces. I decided straight after school, I joined the Defence Forces when I was 18. Like, the farm was really never in my mind at all. My two older brothers, like, they went to college before they joined the Defence Forces, so one of them was a teacher and the other did physio. And yeah, same thing, they kind of just wanted to make their own path for themselves. I have memories of going down as a kid, like, to the dairy parlour and, you know, like, dad always milking. It's a full-time job, like, it's all day. But in recent years we've changed and we've gone to sucklers, we have sheep as well. And kind of just as we got older, like, we got busy, different interests, and kind of took us away from the farm. And my dad would have never been one to, like, pressure us into going in or have an interest in it, really. Like I used to go to the Marist every week and all that, but it just never was something that, like, took my attention or took my interest at all, really. You see how hard farmers work and kind of how little reward they get. And I just don't think a lot of people want that for themselves. Like, they want to go, they want to make their own life, they want to get a job, and farming just doesn't tend to be it, just because it's just such a tough job and the rewards are very limited.
Claire O'Keefe is the CEO of Succession Ireland, and she told me about the importance of starting now and why some farmers can find the conversation so difficult.
I have a little exercise I give to people to think about. A-E-I-O-U. What are the assumptions which need to be addressed? What are the expectations, your own identity and income? You know, can the farm business support one family adequately? Is there enough farm income? Can it support two families? What are the opportunities that can be explored? And what would be the ideal outcome? Can your family and can you stay united as a family going forward? Because most families want to stay united when working through a succession plan. And afterwards, when it comes to inheritance, that whatever is left in a will does not cause conflict or more grief, especially having given a life to working. Let your legacy be a harmonious legacy. One does need to plan ahead. So to say, well, sure, I'll transfer it when I'm 75. But from 75 to 80, there is that 5 years of a look back. So it's not until one is 80 years of age, if one transferred their assets at 75, it's not until they reach 80 years of age that the fair deal charge would not be applied to that asset. So there are lots of implications if one decides to hold on to assets, which each family and asset owner needs to be aware of. But it also gives peace of mind to the next generation. Currently, under the age of 35, there is no stamp duty if one ticks the appropriate boxes. So there are opportunities there to start the conversation early and to put a plan in place. It's a very delicate and difficult conversation for some because they find, gosh, the skill set of the next generation, they're able to work faster. And am I ready to work in parallel with them? And at some future date, perhaps to step back and let them proceed. So the mindset of the asset owner to engage in that space, there can be a difficulty there in embracing the fact that they're getting older and their body is slowing down to some extent. And they've worked so hard to achieve and build up this business and empire. It's their own identity. And perhaps it is all of their identity is in the ownership, the management of that farm. And that is their identity within the community as well and within farm organizations. So if there's a shift in identity, if they were to hand over part or all of that asset, where would their identity sit with them? Have they nurtured anything else in addition to being a full-time farmer? It needs to actually be discussed because a promise is not a fact. So we have to work with reality here. And we've too many cases of broken promises, you know. Oh, it will be yours. And then after 30 years, somebody realizing they changed their mind. There is no need to defer. One of the lovelier cases I had was a couple. And the gentleman said, I told myself I would start this process when I was 50. And he did. He had a beautiful farm, a young family, and he has tweaked it a few times. But every 5 years, he's come back to me. And he said, I just want to tease out, you know, what changes do we need to make now? And it has evolved with him. And it evolves with our lives. But doing nothing is also a choice. And there's a reason why people decide to do nothing. So that's something I also ask, you know, in choosing to do nothing, that is also a choice. It just doesn't just happen. So choosing to do nothing gives one power and control, but it also can leave an awful mess at the end of one's life, because the Succession Act is what will be followed through then. And it's the law will determine what happens to one's assets.
Whether it's to prevent broken promises, inaction or uncertainty, it's clear that succession planning is vital for the Irish farming industry. It's Machrane Affirmer's hope that the government, farmers and the people of Ireland realise just how serious this issue is.
Succession is one of the factors that does influence people's mental health. We actually have an initiative in Machra called Make the Move. And we see from people reaching out to us that the conversation of succession, it worries them. Like as a young person, they're worried, they're anxious, they don't know what way. Whoever the family member is that owns the farm will take the conversation when they bring it up, then when they find out they're not getting the family farm. And I suppose this is coming back to like managing expectations. Look, we know that suicide in the farming community is extremely high. There was a study done in UCD and it was found that 23% of people are at risk of suicide in the farming community, which is extremely stark. Seeing people take their own lives over succession and over issues just like this is absolutely heartbreaking. Anytime I hear somebody who has taken their own life, I have no words. And like, I'm in this job a year and I have come across so many cases of this. If this isn't a sign for our government to do something, I don't know what is, Jessica.
And that report from Newstalk's Jessica Woodlock. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in that report, you can contact the Pieta House helpline 24/7 at 1-800-247-247 or the Samaritans at 116-123.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.